The American Petroleum Institute strengthened its call to repeal or reform the renewable fuel standard this week, calling it unworkable and renewing food versus fuel arguments that National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Rob Elliott says are obviously incorrect.
The whole problem with the food versus fuel myth is that it's been around for years and it's never come true. Corn prices are now below cost of production and near half of where they once were, and so obviously food prices haven't followed a similar path.
Growth Energy CEO Tom Bias thinks the oil industry is getting concerned about increased support for the RFS.
This past weekend, we saw a significant development in Iowa when 6 out of the 9 Republican presidential candidates that came to the Ag Summit expressed support for the RFS. I think more and more politicians see the misinformation that's being passed out, and that's probably bothering them.
There was also another call to reform the RFS that came from an unlikely source this week. In a speech on Wednesday, the president of the Advanced Biofuels Association proposed reopening the RFS to make changes favorable to next-generation biofuels, such as setting a minimum RIN value for cellulosic fuels, extending the program beyond 2022, and removing a loophole that allows the oil industry to opt out from buying cellulosic gallons. Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen questioned why ABFA would make such a proposal.
All they are doing is throwing more uncertainty into the process by calling for legislative action when the legislation isn't needed. There's nothing that ABFA has identified as needed improvements to the program that the agency already does not have the authority to address, and the agency needs to do that. But adding more uncertainty into the process hurts the development of next-generation biofuels. It doesn't help it.
ABFA claims to have a membership of over 30 companies in the advanced and cellulosic industries, but Novozymes President Adam Monroe says it's not everyone.
The Advanced Biofuels Association does not represent, I would argue, not even the majority of the advanced biofuels producers, and certainly not many of the ones we work with. And so I don't believe that position is necessarily representative of the advanced industry as a whole. Secondly, I just don't think it's a matter of fixing what isn't broken. That's really not where the issue is. It's the politics that are broken, not the legislation.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.